السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام البركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Abba with afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala accept all your efforts. حضرة مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa, it is the 28th of Safar 1447, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And today we focus on chapter number 52, Surah At-Tur, Mount Sinai, and verses 48 and 49. And with that, we'll complete another chapter, and all that only solely with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Insha'Allah, on Monday, 1st Rabiul Awwal, Insha'Allah, it will be that we have to scan the sky Sunday night. It's 33-34 our moon, so it will be sighted, Insha'Allah, Aziz. So Monday, 1st Rabiul Awwal, Insha'Allah, we will start with chapter 53, Surah An-Najm, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Sundays, you know, we don't have a program in the morning. We have a program in the afternoon between 2 and 4 with Hafiz Hussain Wadi. So mashallah, every day we have this program, but Sundays in the afternoon. So in your leisure time, you can listen to us for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 52, verse number 48 is our starting point. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses him, Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wasbir li hukmi rabbik. You exercise patience, endurance, li hukmi rabbik, for the decision of your sustainer, nourisher. This was during the days there in Makkah Mukarramah, when the persecution, the torture continued by the mushrikeen and the polytheists. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Nothing will happen in life without sacrifice. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them permission. Al-Hijratul Ula, the first migration and hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah was to Abyssinia, yea, Ethiopia in Africa. And then the second hijrah was to Medina Munawwara. And thereafter, the laws came in the second year of the hijrah, the second year of the migration, that now you can fight against them and take up arms and ammunition. And then the Ma'arikatul Kubra, the epic battle took place there in the battlefield in Badr. It was a Friday, 17th Ramadan, the second year after the hijrah and migration, where 70 of these kuffar and their leaders were dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, including Abu Jahl. 70 of them were taken captives. 14 sahaba were made shaheed and martyred. So all that we have to wait for the command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Fa innama al-usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. After difficulty comes ease. And again after difficulty comes ease. Layyaghliba usrun yusrain. The ease will be double the amount compared to the difficulty and the torture and persecution and so forth. Wasbir li hukmi rabbik. You, ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exercise patience, endurance. Today when you see between you and your colleagues, you and your staff, you husband, wife, exercise patience, cry to Allah, normally things will come better, remember that. For the command of your sustainer, nourisher, provider, فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. Hence you, fa'i ta'aleel, here the fa'i is for ta'aleel, because you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the entire universe. Bi'a'yunina, bi'hifadatina, you are under our divine protection. Nobody will be able to assassinate you. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah Jalla wa Ala has protected you by divine protection. So that is how Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala makes the means and Allah protects them. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows us. You have people like the Jews and the scum of the earth, the cursed nation, that they will even kill the prophets and messengers like Nabi Zakaria, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, Zacharias and John the Baptist were martyred and killed by the Jews of that time. And therefore they're the cursed nation and the scum of the earth, worse than the Nazis they are, as you can see today. فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. وَسَبِّحْ. Now in the interim, what must you do? وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. وَسَبِّحْ, and glorify the praises of Almighty Allah. Say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah, ya Allah, you transcend every defect, every weakness, every shortcoming. You are more perfect than the word perfect. That is Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, Subhanallah. So in English, there is no one word. We have to use 2-3 words to explain it. So explain and glorify the praises of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and it will mean that Allah transcends every weakness and every defect. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. And then when you stand up, when from your majlis, from your meeting and so forth, then say Subhanallah bihamdihi. There are other longer du'as and supplications, but the simple du'a is Subhanallah bihamdihi. So these are actions me and you should learn. So today when we finish now our meeting and so forth and so on, say Subhanallah bihamdihi. When we practice on every sunnah of the Master alayhi salatu salam and follow him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, then follow me immaculately. Yuhbibukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. So that is a sunnah we must implement and teach our children, our students, grandchildren, all of them. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِ. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, and at night, then what must you do? فَسَبِّحُ, then praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. This refers to tahajjud salat. Nowadays 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat, and then you read abundant istighfar, and then read Subhanallah, Subhanallah bihamdihi. So praise Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And in that way, the love for Almighty Allah will be enhanced. And then we read Salawat, Durood Sharif. Then the love for Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will increase. Wa idbar an-nujum. And when the stars start retreating and going away, so that's the time you will read your Fajr Salat. You see, now is Fajr time. So now if you look outside, you will see the amount and the quantity of the stars are getting less and less and less. So that is an academic discussion now. So remember that the Shafi'is and the Malikis, They say you should read your Fajr Salat in Ghalas, that is, in the complete darkness, as soon as the time starts, that you should be reading it like nowadays, that you read it, for example, you understood, 5:15, 5:13, Durban, Johannesburg, like that. And remember this, when the Hanafi say you should read it in Isfar, so you read it at 5:45, 6 o'clock, like that. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's mazhab is the best in this issue here. What he said, he came chronologically last also. So first came Imam Abu Hanifa, then came Imam Malik, then Al-Imam Shafi'i, then Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. Everyone was a genius in his field. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, said, that the best thing I do is tawfiq and tatbiq. And that is, I take all these ahadith and put them together and reconcile them, so that in our terminology we call tawfiq and tatbiq, according to muhaddisin and the scholars of hadith, of the teaching, preaching of the master, alayhi salatu salam. So start in ghalas and start in darkness and end off in isfar, and the imam will lead long, long surahs. So that's a wonderful way of doing it. So the imam must use his common sense also. And that is, he must see where there is taksirul musalleen, that where most people can come and perform their salat. So that is what he should do. Ya Allah, we bow down to you. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Ya Allah, this broken effort, Ya Allah, accept it on our behalf. Accept it on behalf of our parents, our teachers, our students. Accept it on behalf of our esteemed listeners, whether it be of Radio Al-Ansar International, or Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or whether it be the listeners of Sirius FM, and accept it on behalf of this Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to continue with the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif only. The aim is to finish our life in the service right till our last breath. We are attached to the noble Quran, teaching, preaching the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and al-fiqhul islami, our jurisprudence, which is based on wahyain, on the wahi, the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in South Africa is the 28th of Safar 1447. You in South Africa will scan the sky Sunday night after Maghrib. It will be sighted, inshallah, it's 33, 34, our moon. So therefore, that will be easily sighted with the grace and mercy of Allah somewhere within South Africa. And remember, on Monday will be the first of Rabiul Awal, so that will usher in the month of Rabiul Awal. And I went to Iran, you know, in 2013, and that was also Monday when I landed there. It was first Rabiul Awal. So after 12 years, you see, history repeats itself, as you say. The Saudis, Munsamis, Haramis, you must remember that what they doing. They already announced, if you know the Taqweem Umm al-Qura, the Umm al-Qura calendar says that tomorrow, Sunday, is the first of Rabiul Awal, and they will announce, and they will say multiple sightings. And there in Tumayr, they will tell you that Shaitan there, when the sun sets, while he's setting, he will say, I saw it, I saw it. These are a bunch of Haramis, Najdis, Wahhabis. Therefore, we rule that MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan. Balling Sanamas Day in Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarramah, bikini beaches in Jeddah, and everything haram he wants to legalize, and anybody objects, then they put them in jail and torture them. It's Muslim all that. So remember this, even the deen, our Ramadan, our Eid, our Hajj, that they interfere with that and they spoil the people's ibadat, but your ibadat will be accepted. But the sin will be on this al-hukumatul khabisa, al-mamlakatul arabiyatul saudiya. The sin will be upon them. You should remember that. So there's no such thing. And you, it beats me how you, as fools and idiots, you can follow the Saudi calendar. Remember, 3 hours old, 5 hours old, 7 hours old. And no way is it possible to be sighted day in Saudi. But you in America, some of you in UK, Australia, and here and there. So you want to follow the Saudis. That beats me, really, you understand? These are Najdis, Wahhabis. They got nothing to do with deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for them. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 2 Jutlas dead. A Khuya Jwert as a Dwaya Jwert. A good Jew is a dead Jew. That is what the Burkis, they taught us, the white men taught us under apartheid. Now in the Haaretz newspaper, they write, and the news coming out from the Israeli media is, tonight they're expecting big marches, tomorrow they're expecting million people. So now the police and the politicians are behind it, the actors. They said, you can't come out in such big numbers. They're fearing they might topple the government, the illegal government of theirs, of Netanyahu, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, and all these haramis put together. The entire cabinet of war criminals. Hey, you Arab states, oh, you Europe, look at what an indictment upon you. You see, if you read the Haaretz daily as I read, you will know that 2 people's articles are very important, 1 a male and 1 a female. The male is Gideon Levy and the female is Amira Hess. Amira Hess writes in yesterday's Haaretz newspaper, listen, you Arab tanpot dictators, haramis, and all of you murtaddin khabiseen. She writes, the Arab states and Europe are asleep. The Arab states and Europe are asleep. You fast asleep. Don't you see what's happening in Gaza? You're still having ties with them? You're still supporting them materially? You're still giving them arms and ammunition to destroy the whole of Gaza and the people of Gaza? Where is your conscience? Where is your faith? Where are you haramis? A Jutli must tell you. A Jewess must tell you. Imagine the Israeli newspaper. What an indictment upon this Ummah and this Arab regimes. Therefore, daily I tell you that the Saudis, the Emiratis, the Jordanian and the Egyptian and the Moroccan and Bahrain, the leaders are pakka murtads. The haramis, they're out of the fold of Islam. And I say it loudly and boldly. And I say, وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ فَوَ كَافِرُونَ. If you still got doubt regarding these haramis, then you will join them as well. Remember that these are the enemies of Islam and Muslims. They fool you. Yeah, the Jutli, a Jewish scholar, a Jewish journalist has to write about it because the Muslim Ummah fast asleep except 5-10%. What an indictment. 500,000 people already in famine in Gaza. And remember that Netanyahu, the serial liar, obviously he won't object, he won't accept it. So more and more people, you must remember, and more aid has to enter there. But the settlers and the Israelis are preventing that. This is a man-made starvation to kill the Palestinians and to kill the Palestinian state and so forth. And America is the biggest terrorist on earth, whether it's Biden or whether it's Trump, whether it is the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, Saturday night there'll be protests, then Sunday there'll be protests and demonstrations, and Tuesday there'll be a nationwide strike and protest in Israel. Very good. Then bring down the government, let the world know that you have an illegitimate government, the biggest crooks and the biggest terrorists, and Trump and his haramis are the only ones helping them. The world is seeing. Anybody criticizes Trump, then you're in trouble. This John Bolton, he was licking the backside, you must remember, of Trump once upon a time. Now he has become one of his biggest critics. So the FBI went in his house and they went to search what is in his house and so forth. You see, That's how they play the game. And Trump will say, man, hi, see, I don't know, you see. So who's fooling who, Trump? You think everybody is an idiot? So Israel is targeting deliberately the civilians. The Guardian newspaper writes 83% of the people they killed were civilians, not Hamas. Hamas is taking them on and sending them to hell, alhamdulillah. Look at America, the injustice. Abigail Garcia, he was sent, you must remember, to one of the notorious prisons overseas. And now they found out, long time they found out, but now they brought him back. He's released from jail and he'll come back to Maryland in America. You, Garcia, you should sue them millions and billions of dollars. Remember that. That is what you must do with Trump and his people. Don't waste time with them. The Dutch foreign minister resigns. He says, how the hell can we be running a government when we're seeing a genocide taking place there in Israel, in Gaza, by Israel in Gaza, with our own eyes, and we're not sanctioning them, but the government there is still, you know, mulling and thinking. He said, go to hell, man. Me, I resign. My conscience does not allow me to belong to such a government. Imagine these are non-Muslims, but they love with their conscience. And a Muslim today, he will go and make halal things from Israel. He will still go and make that America and Israel, they will defend them. Why you don't boycott all their movies and boycott everything of theirs, the haramis? So a bus was coming from Niagara. Now there's two Niagara, right? If you know anything. You have the American side when you come from Buffalo and that, and you got that side there, Toronto and so forth. The Canadian side is much more impressive. I saw both. So you must remember that America, we went twice, in Canada thrice. So anyway, the Canadian side is wonderful, excellent. So this bus with 52 passengers was coming back from Niagara Falls towards New York, and then it crashed. Most of the passengers were Chinese and Indians, 5 people dead, many of them seriously injured. They're saying now that no, they did not wear, they are, you must remember, safety belts. But the driver had his safety belt on, then how come he crashed, you must remember. So always they make us fools, you know. So Trump already trumpeting away, he's telling Israel that 2 hostages may have died already. Meaning because of starvation and that. But who's causing the starvation? Israel. But they'll say Hamas killed them or Hamas is responsible. That's how they play the game. Now listen to this game they play. Listen to this. You, the esteemed listeners. You know there is a guy, right? So Epstein. Epstein was a pedophile, a sex criminal, everything. They say that he committed suicide. It's a fairy tale story. Either the Democrats put him away because of Clinton's name is there in the files, or either Trump and his party put him away because Trump's name is there, you see that. So now his girlfriend, that Maxwell, you see. So the Department of Justice, they interviewed her now a few days ago, a few weeks ago. And now they released the transcript of that. So now she spoke favorably, you know, regarding everything. She said there is no client book. Trump's name is not there. And then they took her out from the maximum prison and put her in a minimum prison. Trump, you donkey. So remember, you pedophile, you fraud, and you are rapist. Who you think you're fooling? You must remember that. So why don't you release all the Epstein files where your name is there? What you did with a 13-year-old girl, and you raped her, and you told her she's lucky that she's being raped and deflowered, and the words you use, you know. And not by some 14-year-old kid, but by Donald Trump. So that is the truth. So release everything. Then the American asses who are the masses who are asses, they will come to know that what you are and what your party stands for. Bunch of donkeys they are, remember that, making everybody fools here. Israel, look at Israel. The biggest crooks, the biggest haramis, worse than Hitler they are. They steal the West Bank and now the heritage sites there in the West Bank, more than 20. They say that these heritage sites of the Palestinians belongs to Israel. One settler, one bullet. We must be very happy whenever a Jutla dies. Any Jutla, any Jew, Jewess dies in any part of the world and was supporting Israel, we must be happy and we say good riddance and go to hell. Because crooks you are, worse than Hitler, you haramis. Lavrov says, foreign minister of the Russian Federation, Putin will not be meeting Zelensky. Just waste of time, we're going to continue. So Putin outsmarted and outplayed Trump again, you see that? What are Russia going to do? Trump's diplomacy will not stop the Russian expansion. He wants to take over the whole Ukraine, and I agree with him. If you know anything about history, Ukraine was part of Russia once upon a time. See the Emiratis, and you come tell me there's MBS of Saudi Arabia and MBZ of Emirates of Dubai and Abu Dhabi is Muslim. Pakka murtad haramis they are. So they're sending arms and ammunition to where? To Israel. And they're doing it publicly now. You see, they feel we can. See, non-Muslims, a cardinal, his name is Zuppi, Zuppi. So Cardinal Zuppi, he read the names of all the children that were martyred and murdered by the Israeli diaper force and the Israeli government and so forth. It took him 7 hours to read the names of our flowers, our children. Allahumma zukhum jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Ya Allah, never let their blood go in vain. Ya Allah, they are shuhada. With the barakah of theirs and the barakah of all the anbiya and prophets and messengers who came to Jerusalem. Ya Allah, you defeat and decimate this apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Look at what the Saudis led by MBS, the Murtad bin Haram, Murtad bin Shaitan is doing. You Salafi scholars for dollars, hang your heads in shame. The Carmen Opera will start and begin in Saudi Arabia during September. So this is their progress and modernity. Have more World Cup, have this cup. Have all the haramis come together, open more cinemas, open more bikini beaches. Everything that's haram, then they glorify. Tabligh Jamaat, they banned. That is their Islam, the haramis, Wahhabis, Najdis, Kafirs. So remember that, look at what the IDF did. IDF is Israeli Defense Force. They uprooted thousands of trees in the Palestinian village. You see that? They tried everything to expel them and drive them out. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. But we believe, with the help of Allah, through the wasila and barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the jutlas will be kicked out and they will have to leave because they are haramis. And you don't know the word harami, it means a bee. So illegitimate child, the illegal, the squatters there. And everyone must get out of them. Gideon Levy wrote, everyone in Israel is a settler. The Jews is speaking about. See, me and you, where we send chance of entering. The mayor of Barcelona denied entry into Israel. You see that? Because Spain made some statements against them, so they don't allow. Modi got the kick up his backside as well from America with the tariffs and so forth. So now he's moving toward China. So next week, Modi will be meeting Xi Jinping. There, they won't be playing ping-pong, you must remember. They'll be discussing serious issues. So then America's stupid policy made him go toward China. And the BRICS will get much more united then. So next week, sometime, they will meet in China. Britain, remember, they caused huge harm to Kenya even now, last month or so. So now they'll be paying thousands of pounds and so forth in compensation for the fire. Let's come quickly to our South African news. Bantu Holomisa, you see, Deputy Minister of Defense, he told one of the listeners on the telephone and so forth, radio interview, go to hell. So that was a very bad statement on his part. And I said, no, it was part of humor. You see how they lie, these politicians. Good for nothing, majority of them. Inflation is increasing in South Africa. What do you expect when you got your police force that are half crooks? You got your politicians, more than half are crooks. They got some criminal record or other. So all they involved in that. Listen to this guy's story. His name is Charity Malloy. So he was in charge of something. So Charity, he thought Charity means he can fill his own pockets. So they put him away for 8 years for fraud. But what is his fraud? 1.1 million. In South Africa, 1.1 million is nothing. Go ask the other guys who stole millions and billions, and they're still sitting in cabinet and so forth, and they're still sitting there in their post and so forth. So this charity guy, now he has to go to jail for 8 years. He told his charity, let me start Fagala, you see, put in my pocket and so forth. So Maimani says, regarding the national dialogue and so forth, he says, we don't need all this cheap talk, we need action. I agree with you. Sahuk is meeting today, this afternoon, they and their affiliates. Most of the affiliates are just chamchas and sidekicks, you understand? We'll just make yabas. Yes, yes. You must. Are you, Sahuk? These are my three questions to you. Are you allowing the Hajj operators to come? All these Hajj operators, they're very upset with you. Are they allowed to come to that meeting? If they're not allowed to participate, can they come as observers? You should release a statement and say so the public knows. Number two, are the public allowed to come? I don't belong to Sahuk. I don't belong, you must remember, to any Hajj group or agent. I won't come. It's just a question I'm posing. I don't have time for all this nonsense. So you must remember that if I want to come, can I come as an observer or not? You should release a statement so you will speak of transparency. And the third question for you, Sahuk, is this. How do you justify the 12 million rand you have in your account and 36 million rand in assets? Please explain that to the public. And why do you charge so much to the Hajis every year? So that are the three questions you should answer. And then you must tell us, yesterday was a very, very special day for me, you know. So I went, mashallah, with my brother, Haji Ahmed Abdi of Somaliland, and we went there to Masjid Ibrahim, and mashallah, gave lecture and all these things here. Our imams, I'm disappointed with them. They can't even make a dua for Aqsa or Palestine. They just make a parrot-fashioned dua. Very bad that is, you know. We need to wake up as imams and so forth and so on. Anyway, so you must, and then we had a nice lunch and there by our brother Haji Ibrahim. He's my connection, his mother and them. Then we met Saber Peer. He was there. You see, we went to his house. Now, about 40, 50 days ago, there was a huge tragedy there that the grandson passed away, tragic circumstances. So I wanted to go before, but he was not available. So I know Saber from Karachi, from Newcastle days. We came for, I would ask for Hajj also in 92 with my mother and wife and all of them, he and his wife. So from those days already, 80s, 90s, we know one another, Newcastle days. So we sat there, then he told me, you must meet this Buzruk. So I asked, who are you talking about? He said, Hazrat Mehaji Mewati. I said, please, Ben. So he went to go fetch Hazrat. And then we spent about half an hour or 40 minutes or so with Hazrat. I would advise, he's going towards Durban, Natal side now in this coming few days. All of you who know Urdu and so forth, you should sit with Hazrat. He's more than 100 years old, but he stands and reads Salat. He speaks loud. He's tough. Spiritual strength, Ruhani Taqat, you know. I think he might be coming to Ladysmith, going time or coming time or Salim. You should meet him. And his Hazrat Madani, Shaykhul Islam's only loving Khalifa. That's what they tell us in India. So definitely that was very special. And I told him, Hazrat, please tell me some stories of Shaykhul Islam. I'm a lover of Shaykhul Islam. You see, Hazrat Madani, Nawarullah. Wo to peer bhi the, mujahid bhi the, Shaykhul Hadith bhi the. He taught Hadith in Masjid Nabawi for 15, 16 years, right where Imam Malik used to teach. He taught there in Deoband, Bukhari Sharif. And he was a peer also, a murshid also. So that was what he said. So inshallah, Maulana Salim, and this thing, inshallah, our brother Junaid. So from Monday onwards, 5 past 5 will be the Fajr Adhan. And then 10 past 5 or so, we will start our program. And that will be from Monday onwards. Today, inshallah, you can listen to my lecture of yesterday between 1 and 2. And Naat Qiraat, inshallah, tonight with Brother Suleiman Esop between 6 and 8. So let's carry on. We have 8-9 minutes, Maulana Salim Karim. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Kisab, how must a new Muslim read Salah if they don't know the surahs and postures of Salah?
We must, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we must tell the new Muslim Quranic verse and one Hadith Sharif. Quranic verse, chapter 8, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدَ سَلَفْ. You, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the non-Muslims, if they embrace Islam sincerely, then their sins of the past are forgiven with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. When a person embraces Islam, the Master alayhi salam used his words. When Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu and them embraced Islam, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهَدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ. Islam erases and expunges the sins of the past. Then you must tell them about, you know, istinja. When they go to urinate, defecate, they have to clean themselves with water. You have to explain to them about wudu, the ablution. You have to explain to them about ghusl, especially if they married and so forth. That to take a bath is compulsory on. Then regarding namaz, salat and prayer, that the postures are very easy. They have to stand, bow down and sujood. That they can learn in 5, 10, 15 minutes and so forth. Then the first thing you have to teach them is a male. The male must teach him that is Surah Fatiha. Write it down. A-L-H-A-M-D-U, Alhamdu, like that. So he must by heart, by heart, by heart. If he's sincere, in one day, 2 days, he can by heart it. Then the short surahs, remember that. Wal asri inna atayna. Kulwallah, like that, you must teach him. Just put the transliteration. And in the meantime, he just reads Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. So that also is accepted for him. Whilst he's learning, remember that. And likewise for the females. Allah Jalla Wala states, chapter 2, verse 286, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa usaha. Allah has not burdened any person more than his ability, capability and capacity.
Mufti Sahab, it's my wife's first Umrah. She hasn't made Hajj. Should she wear a white ihram?
Remember, there's no such thing. If you go first Umrah or second or third Umrah, then you must wear white clothes. We discourage our mothers, sisters to wear white clothes when they go for Umrah or Hajj and so forth. Why? You know how bright those floodlights are. One lady brought this to my attention 20 years ago or more. She said, you must announce this. And for real, if you see there the ladies who wear white clothes, you can see Dir Makar, you can see right through many a time. You must remember that. So we will advocate, you must remember, for the ladies, when you go for Umrah, you go for Hajj, you go for Tawaf, wear dark colored clothes. Wear black, wear navy, wear brown, wear grey, dark grey, like that. So in that, if you want to wear white, then you must have the inner lining. You'll know better than me, you ladies, all these things. So wear proper, proper lighting, because the lighting there is very, very powerful. So there's no such thing like you must wear white and so forth. So you and your wife, I don't know about you, but your wife is going first time. So you contact me, we will send the book Hajj and Umrah, yes, send Q&A to you, 071-888-1184. And inshallah that you go, Allah Ta'ala make it a memorable journey. And don't waste time with South Africans and all that. You're going there, make your aim, you're going to perform 50 tawafs. You see that? Man hajja bil bayti 50 marra. رَجَ خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. You perform 50 tawaf. One tawaf, 7 rounds. So it will be 350 times you go around the Baytullah. Allah Jalla Wala will forgive your sins. So you and your wife leave the malls and pole and all that. And make tawaf of Baytullah. In Medina Munawwara, abandon Durood Sharif, Salawat. And show respect and reverence to the Haramain Sharif Ainji.
Mufti Sahab, is it best to complete the Quran at Tahajjud time or after Fajr to gain maximum blessings for that day?
Definitely Tahajjud time, that is Allah Ta'ala's special mercy descending at that time. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Allah has mentioned it two different places. Suhoor time, you make istighfar, you make du'as, your du'as are accepted. So now you have to complete the Quran Sharif. How are you going to complete it? From chapter 93, Surah Wadduha, till Surah An-Nas, that is the last 22 surahs. When you read the last verse, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. When you end it, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ. And then you come to the ending, مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. and then you make dua. 4,000 malaika angels come down. So if you want about it, Allahu Akbar, go open Tafsir Ibn Kathir and go open Ma'ariful Quran, you will find it there. Second one, remember that Allama Nawawi mentions in Kitabul Azkar, 4,000 angels descend on the occasion of dua. So that is just to say Ameen, Ameen. And in Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, بِئْسَ مَا لِأَحَدٍ أَن يَقُولَ. It's very bad for a person to say, نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ. Say, بَلْ نُسِّيَ. So when you read the dua in the Khatmul Quran, normally in our Quran printed in South Africa, India, Pakistan, Britain, you will find it's written, Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nasitu. That's not 100% correct. You must read what is in the hadith. You're reading individually, Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nusitu. From the active, you make it to the passive. And plural, Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nusina. So that is how you should make the dua. And it is out of the salat, so make it in any language, mashallah, tahajjud time, Allah qabul farmai. Ji.
Mufti sahab, I wanted to find out if you have something like a lot of money or property. Before you die, can you put all of it on one son's name and leave the others, or you have to give all?
You go straight to Jahannam, my brother. You give only one son. What about your other sons? What about your wife? What about your parents? Quran Kareem has mentioned the shades of the age. Chapter 4, verse 14 gives you the wa'id and the warning. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. When you disobey Allah Jalla Wala, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you go beyond the limit. You just give one son. He's your favorite son, your blue-eyed boy. And you deprive everybody else. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam and the Hellfire for a very, very long period. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for such a person will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Papa, remember, even during your lifetime when you give the sons and daughters equal amount during your lifetime. And they must be made the owners, unfettered owners. You can't make conditions and so forth. For you is the flat, for you is the money, for you is the jewelry, for you is the Kruger coins. It must be plus minus equal and no conditions from your side. And they must take ownership of it. And after death, first will be burial, funeral expenses, then the debts of the deceased, personal and corporate business debts must be paid to the creditors. And remember, not after 40 days, 100 days, immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. Then for the non-heirs, so you will give, you must have your grandchildren, for example, the non-heirs. So in case like that, so you can bequeath for them. Maximum 1/3 of the net estate. And there you can give equally to the grandchildren, for example, grandsons and granddaughters. And thereafter, the shares of the heirs. Now the sons and daughters, then after your demise and death, the ratio will be 2-1 for your sons and daughters. What you suggesting, absolutely, totally haram. And you go straight to Jahannam. Allah protect us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.